I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hello, early morning friends. What's going on? Happy Thursday, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. Happy one more sleep.
Yeah, you just want to get into it? Yeah, maybe you've never heard this segment before. First off, welcome. Or maybe been here for 5 years doing this with us. I don't know. A few years ago, we just started chanting the words one more sleep. Why do we even do it? Do you know the history of one more sleep? I don't even know.
We just said it once.
And it just...
and then never stopped. Like everything else. You know what I mean? We just made it a thing.
It's like your kids. You know, when they just do things once and like it gets a reaction, so they never stop doing it.
Yeah.
We're literally the exact same way. So I think we just said it one time and then we just... Now it literally has a sound effect and everything else. So on Thursdays, we just chant the words one more sleep. Hopefully you'll do it with us in 3, 2, one
more sleep, one more sleep, one more sleep.
Yeah. And I feel like it gets crazier every time. All right. 6 o'clock club. Man, we are ready for Friday. Really quick, today is National Kitten Day. And we're doing this thing called All Paws Home. Do you want to explain really quick?
Yeah, so Barks Animal Shelter is constantly over capacity. It's really, really bad during the summertime. So we have partnered with Barks, and we're going to do an adoption event this Saturday. One day, 10-hour event. They're extending their hours for us. So from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., our goal is to get 106 animals adopted. That's all animals, all adoption fees are waived. And yeah, I mean, we're really excited. That counts for adoption and fostering as well.
Right. So even if you can just foster an animal for a weekend, like that counts. Just like getting the animals out of the shelter into awesome homes is like our goal. And like we said 106, and like that's obviously because we're Mix 106.5. It's very like classic radio thing to do. But then now that we actually have to do that, you know,
big goal.
I mean? Like, why couldn't we be like Mix 17?
Yeah.
Like, that would have made our lives a lot easier. So we're telling you this because, first off, I don't know. We don't like to pick favorites, but, like, you guys are our favorites. You know that. You know, like, 6 o'clock club's like our favorite people. But, like, if you get a chance to come out to Barks in South Baltimore, consider if you've been thinking about getting a pet. Like
if you
now,
know somebody, have friends, if you have family, like please share
fostering.
The information with them.
Even fostering. I know like adoption's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Fostering is not a big commitment. It could be, you can foster for a weekend, you can foster for a month, whatever your fostering commitment can be.
Yeah.
Is also that. So if you go to our website, mix1065baltimore.com, just help us get 106 animals out of that shelter Saturday. Thank you so much for doing that.
Now. Stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
All right, Baltimore, mark your calendars because Charm City Live Festival is back for its 4th year. The free one-day festival is happening Saturday, September 20th at War Memorial Plaza downtown. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott just announced the event's headliners. We are going to be seeing Grammy-winning artist Lucky Day, R&B legend Jeffrey Osborne, and singer-songwriter The Dream will be headlining this year's show. That's so sick.
Cool,
but it's not just about the music. The festival, of course, is going to have local food vendors, local shops, and also a hiring fair. So remember, Charm City Life Festival, September 20th.
That's a cool lineup.
Number two.
It's that time again. Amazon Prime Day is officially here. If you are a Prime member, you've got thousands of deals waiting for you now through this Friday, July 11th. Tomorrow is going to be the last day. Think tablets, headphones, everyday essentials. Basically, if you've been eyeing it, it might be marked down right now, but a quick heads up. Consumer experts say to watch out for price anchoring. So this is when sellers quietly bump up prices before Prime Day, then add on a so-called discount that's actually normal price or sometimes even higher. So if you are going to take part of Amazon Prime, make sure maybe make a wish list, set a budget, and do comparison shopping before you make any purchases.
Yeah, my TikTok was going in hard yesterday on Prime Day for some reason, and it was showing like the
Price comparisons
the last year of certain items of like what their prices were, and it's saying like, hey, listen, a lot of these items, like I think a Dyson vacuum was one of them.
Yeah.
Just a few popular items. It's like, hey, these items go on sale at this price multiple times throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So, like, don't feel pressured. Amazon's trying to make you feel pressured to go buy these items right now.
Yeah.
But, hey, don't. Because what's going to happen is, like, when this sale is over, these prices are going to go back high to make you feel like you missed out. But, like, they're going to go on sale again in a couple of weeks.
And
so
I
don't
feel like that happens with a lot of, like, big items. I'll say when I've been looking personally, like, a lot of, like, the cheap daily essentials, that's where you should maybe, like, be getting. Like, this protein powder that I really like, legitimately.
I got a protein powder, too.
Yo, it's legitimately cheaper.
Protein powder, buddies, high five.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Number one.
This is so cool.
That was so Jim Burrow. That was disgusting. I hated that. I did, too. That was so bad. Cut that out of the podcast.
It's
I don't want anyone to know.
So
we're keeping it.
I'll tell you guys
what it is. I'll tell you the discount. Okay, but seriously, I think this is so cool. Scarlett Johansson is officially now Hollywood's highest grossing box office star.
Oh, wow.
Her role in the new blockbuster Jurassic World Rebirth didn't just add to her millions she's accumulated from the Marvel Universe. It pushed her past fellow Marvel alumni Samuel L. Jackson and Robert Downey Jr. Over 36 films, Scarlett's movies have brought in $14.9 billion at the global box office. Jackson is now in second place with $14.6 billion, and Downey Jr. sits at third with $14.3 billion.
Good for her. Did you see the new Jurassic Park?
No.
I did this weekend.
Is it good?
Listen,
does it serve its purpose? How many is this? Like 12?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a fan. You know, I don't go to the theater for almost anything.
But that's something you should see in the theater.
I'm a fan of the franchise.
Yeah.
I went to go see it on opening weekend. So just know, I went in as a fan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you this, and this is not a spoiler because you see it in the preview.
Hmm.
When they have like...
When the dinosaur runs through.
Well, no. Because now, like, it's like they've... showing you every kind of dinosaur throughout the last 30 years of this movie.
Right.
Now they have mutant dinosaurs that they're just now making up. And I'm like...
I mean, they had to, though.
I know.
You have to.
To me,
what number is this? 17?
Literally. We're on the 17th, I feel like. So
okay. It's Rebirth. They're making new dinosaurs. Let them live. This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision.
They almost cut one of the most iconic scenes from one of the most iconic movies, and I want you to try to imagine this movie without this scene. The star of this movie thought it was kind of dumb.
Oh, wow. It
honestly started as a joke, and then all of a sudden, I just want you to imagine it without it. We'll talk about it right now in our Throwback Thursday segment. It's straight nostalgia, y'all. We just go back and we listen to music from previous years that was number one today, the 10th of July here in Maryland. And then we'll go back and we'll look at that moment in pop culture history, okay? Like, for example, we'll start in 2017. The number one song today back in 2017 was Justin Bieber and Despacito.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Yeah. How we feel?
I miss him, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I miss the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just...
It was a lighter time with Justin back then. And
yeah. And this song, him getting on this song was so sick.
I know.
It was such a good collaboration.
I know.
This is awesome.
2008, Jesse McCartney had the number one song.
Oh my God, which one?
Go back to where you were for this.
Guys, remember when he was at the fair like a couple years ago?
Yes,
that was so sick.
So cool.
Oh my gosh, I love him.
He didn't give us a lot of hits, but man, what he left us with was... How many hits did he give us?
Beautiful Slow
and no, two,
Soul. How Do You Sleep?
Yeah.
What is
She's
how do you...
No You.
Ooh.
Oh, She's No You.
Period.
I forgot.
No, I could go
wow,
all
okay.
day.
Whoa, Charlotte, chill.
And he's doing great. He's still doing
his
thing right now.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 1993. Janet Jackson, the number one song with That's the Way Love Goes. Also still doing her thing.
Totally.
So, wait, did she come through yet or she's coming through? I don't know if she's been here yet or not.
Yeah, she's been here.
Was it,
actually, a couple of times Janet has done a show at
CFG.
Every
year she goes on tour. I mean, yo, she's killing it. All right. I want you to try to imagine Legally Blonde without the bend and snap scene.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. almost didn't make the movie. Isn't that kind of weird? Now, I'll be honest with you. I don't even know that I've seen all of Legally Blonde. I think
For
I fell asleep.
Real?
Yeah, I can't really reference all of it. I don't even know that I've seen the bend and snap scene.
What?
But I know that it's like, I know it well enough to like get us through the segment. I know.
I mean, that's like a massive thing too. Like not just with Reese Witherspoon, but with like Jennifer Coolidge. Like that is a
cultural phenomenon. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it started as a joke between the writers, and like Reese got it and she was like, this is really dumb. She did not like it at all.
So
they filmed it. Like let's just try it. They filmed it and she eventually was like, okay, let's just do
it's
it.
It's the best.
And now it's so iconic. So
they're like in a nail salon and they do like the bend and snap and she teaches everybody. And then everyone's like doing it in unison.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly too, one more thing that I found out about Legally Blonde, which came out today or this week back in 2001, the original ending had Elle kissing Emmett on the steps of Harvard, and it was supposed to fade out to her starting her career in Washington, but like they tested this one and audiences hated that ending. They hated the way that movie ended, so they actually had to go back and reshoot it with her triumphant law school degree, her graduating law school. So that actually wasn't how the movie originally ended in the first place.
Yeah.
What you saw was not how the movie actually ended.
Let her have her moment, please.
Right. Yeah. Without having to like kiss
this
the boy.
Is like literally the opposite of what the movie is about. Hello.
They hated it so much, though. Little fun facts about Legally Blonde.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000. Minute.
Mix 106.5.
All right, let's go. $1,000 in free dashing. Yes, this game is fun too. Even if you're not on the phone, play these questions in your head right now. See how many you can answer. Caller 10 is playing this morning. Hi, good morning, Mix. Hi,
Allie.
Hi, Allie. You're number 10.
Hey, Allie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We're good. Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah, a lot of people don't ask us. We're doing well. Jesse, you doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
We never get time to talk about ourselves on the show, so thank you.
Yeah, we never talk about ourselves on the show, like, ever. It's
we never
crazy.
Get time to focus on us, Allie, so thank you.
I feel like you guys don't know anything about us, like,
never,
at all.
Never share about our lives or anything, so more about us, less about Allie. No, Allie, this is your time to shine. Enough about us.
Yay.
Let's go for that $1,000. Allie, can free gas from Dashing? Are you good at trivia?
Somewhat. I hope so.
Well, I hope so, too. This is where we're
going to find out.
We're going to find out right now. Jess, explain the rules, then we're going for that $1,000 in free gas.
If you could answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than the 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just have to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Allie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the next word in the phrase, kill two birds with one blank?
Stone.
Correct. Question number two. What's the name of the horse in Black Beauty? Or you can pass.
Pass.
Question number three. How many states border Maryland?
Three.
Oh, it's
man.
Not three.
It's tricky.
Not three.
It's
oh my
tricky.
God. Wait, which state did you leave out? I'm trying to figure out which state you left out in that process.
Oh, it must be four.
It's Delaware,
four. Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia.
West Virginia. Yes.
There
okay.
you go. That's it's okay. It's okay.
We thought people would say D.C., and we'd be like, wait, D.C. is not a state.
But Virginia, West Virginia can get like in stumpy real quick.
It's a tiny little bit up there. I know. Yeah, it's four. Four is the answer for that one. Let's keep playing for fun. Keep playing for fun here.
We'll go back to number two, the one we passed on. What is the name of the horse in Black Beauty? That is Black Beauty.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a movie?
It's a movie and a book.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number four. If a square has sides of length 5, what is its perimeter?
Yeah.
If the length is 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the perimeter?
10.
20 units.
4 sides. Yeah.
Oh, 4 sides. Yeah. Oh, forgot.
It's fine, wrong. Girl. You're fine. Don't worry about it. Number 5. Name 2 members of NSYNC.
You can do this.
Hold up.
No, not Marky Mark.
No, see, don't assume. What if she's like BSB or what if she's like Nicki's on the block? You're fine.
It's the Justin Timberlake one.
Yeah, Timberlake. Yeah,
Justin and
That's the only one I know. Okay. Sorry.
Let's go, JC and Chris, my two faves. Number six. What is the name of the musical featuring songs All That Jazz and Cell Block Tango?
You know, are you hip hop musicals?
Chicago.
Close. Yeah.
And number seven.
It's all right.
It's okay, girl. And number seven, what type of energy comes from the sun?
Solar. There you go. Yes.
Ending strong. That's what matters. She ended really strong. That's really good.
Allie, we're just happy you're here, girl.
Yeah. It's a good. It's all good. Allie, the good thing with this game is tomorrow is a clean slate. We come in with seven new trivia questions. It's worth $1,000 in free dash in gas. Hopefully it's a great Thursday for you, and you'll call back and we'll try it all over again, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too, Allie, and make sure to hit a Dashen for their top-tier performance gas. Top-tier certified means Dashen Fuels meets performance standards set by some of the leading auto brands. Fill up with top-tier gas at Dashen because your engine deserves it.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Rachel in Pikesville. Hi, Rachel. What's up?
Hi, I just wanted to call and say that I definitely think you guys are going to reach your goal. This is really the push that I needed. I feel like it's my sign. I'm going to go and I'm going to come by this Saturday. I'm going to adopt my first pet. It's going to be a kitty.
Oh, for All Paws Home. I was like, wait, what goal are you talking about? For All Paws Home. Okay. Yay. Amazing. Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
I'm really excited. But can I just ask, like, what is the adoption fee so I can, like, prepare? Maybe I'll get cash out.
Well, sure. I think let's actually take a step back. We took on a really big project that we're calling All Paws Home that goes down on Saturday. And if you have no idea what we're talking about, clearly you're not like this guy named Garrett. Was his name Garrett? Was it Garrett or Garrett? It was Garrett, right?
It was Garrett, yeah,
they called in. Did you hear Garrett yesterday, by the way?
I did.
Okay, so this guy named Garrett called in. He's like, I'm so sick of you guys talking about this. So if you haven't heard this, Garrett, I'm sorry. We're going to take a couple seconds to just chat about this for a second. Can you explain All Paws Home?
Yeah, so we are partnering with Barks, and we are hosting an adoption event this Saturday. One day only, 10-hour event from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And our goal is to get 106 animals into loving homes, whether that be through adoption and fostering. And Rachel, actually, to answer your question, what's going to be really special on Saturday is that all adoption fees are waived for all the animals. So that includes your kitten that you're going to be getting on Saturday.
I think that Noelle, who is our Barks friend, said they also have guinea pigs right now.
They have pigs. They have actual pigs. Turtles.
So yeah. If you also would like a pig for your home, they have that as well.
I've always wanted a piggy and a monkey, if I'm being completely honest.
I don't think they have monkeys. I think that's actually illegal. So we're not going to, we don't have monkeys.
I didn't know.
But they do have pigs, though. That's like a real thing.
At least you're halfway to your goals. But that's amazing. This is what we're hoping. There's going to be enough people. The reason we kicked off this project this summer is there's so many animals at Barks. And I don't know if you've seen on the news or on social media, but Barks has been over capacity literally all summer. So we're saying, hey, listen, the Mix 106.5 family, you guys come through in so many big ways. We've never turned our attention over to the animals here in town. And so what if we did it? What if we all got together and did a fun summer project and like just said, hey, are there 106 homes that like in Baltimore and in Maryland that could actually house these pets by either adopting or fostering?
Barks is the biggest shelter in the state too, right?
Yeah. So like that's our hope. That's our goal. I mean, obviously Rachel's got one.
Yeah, we're excited to see you on Saturday, Rachel. That's awesome.
So that's incredible, Rachel. So that's one down. So now we just need 105 more homes. Or maybe, you know, you take in two pets. I mean, you just listen, this is obviously nothing.
I'm definitely down. Like, I kept feeding the stray cats in my area, and I'm like, you know what? It's time to adopt. And I can't take them all in. Well, I'm not allowed to take in, like, a colony.
Yeah. Right. You probably don't need a colony, but whatever you can do, whatever your heart speaks to, you know, and it's a really great cause. It's called All Paws home. And it's at Barks going down. It's a really long adoption day from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. To answer your question, all adoption fees are waived during that point. So it's literally, it doesn't cost you a penny. It just cost your heart being open and your home being open. And I think you're a great person for doing that. So we'll see you Saturday at Barks. All the details on our website, mix1065baltimore.com. Any more questions that we can answer about it?
I mean, you've answered all of mine. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you're very welcome, and we'll see you out there on Saturday. Before you get into this story, tell me why this bothers you so much.
I think it's because I imagined being part of this very special moment in this person's life. And so it's bizarre to me. It's uncomfortable to me, almost. Like, it feels wrong that I'm not a part of it, to be honest. So, you know that saying, weddings and babies are just major milestones, kind of really show you people's true colors.
Yeah.
And Garage Boy and I definitely had to go through that experience when we were getting married. And there was a couple of friendships that didn't make it after the wedding.
Yeah.
And I think what was the most surprising part of it was that they were the friendships that were least expected to not follow through, because I had been friends with them, I mean, since I was 14, 15 years old. So it was just the last people I would ever, ever expect to not be a part of my life. And I'm in a better place now, but I definitely was having a hard time mourning this friendship, for sure. And fast forward to now, I found out that one of my ex-best friends is getting engaged, and I found out like everybody else on social media. And that was weird.
You just logged in.
It was weird. Saw it. Yeah. Because even though like we don't talk anymore. And
at all? So you guys have no contact?
We don't have any contact.
Do you want to talk about why you're not friends anymore?
What I can say, just because it's so complicated, it's so complex.
Your side, their side.
Right. But I think all I can say is that they did not show up for us. And also, things were done to my family. And I think there's a difference, too, with me personally, where I think I can find a way to kind of patch things up if it's just between like me and that person.
Sure.
But when it negatively affects and hurts me, it hurts my husband and also hurts my family, and my family members are involved. At that point, I just think that I want to move forward. You know what I mean? Like, some things happened, like with my sister. My sister was hurt with all of that, too. Okay. And I think for me, like, that's a deal breaker for me. Like, if you hurt my sister in a way, like, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
So, which is devastating for me, because the reason why that person was so close to my family was because of our friendship that when we met when we were so young.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's weird, because As much as I want to be a part of it, like, it's also, I can't be. Like, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Like, you thought you'd be there for that moment.
Yeah.
You'd be getting a text or
be a part of
it. FaceTime and, like, guess what?
Yeah.
You'd be part of the wedding. And now you're kind of seeing it from the outside point of view.
And you're also dealing with it, too, where it's like, even if I mean, so many things have happened and so much time has gone by where they don't even know who I am right now in this moment in life. I don't even know who they are. Like, it wouldn't even make sense. Like, it's so far gone.
Yeah.
But it's really bizarre to see things like that when you were so intertwined. And I feel like friendship breakups are on a different level of cutting deep versus like a romantic relationship.
It's worse than a divorce, honest to God. Breaking up with friends and like not having friends in your life anymore hurt, I think, worse than any romantic breakup you'll ever have to go through. Because it almost seems like, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
Romantic breakups almost make sense, where friend breakups are like, why are we having to do this? I rarely give like advice on this show because I'm not the best at giving advice. It's funny though, because Charlotte and I had a really similar conversation recently behind the scenes too, where I've spent a lot of time over the last, I don't know, year or two, because I've just realized that, and I think maybe, I don't know if it's come with age or what, but I just realized that truly, people really do come in and out of your life so much.
Yeah.
And it would really hurt when people would leave my life. Friends would leave my life. I mean, going through a divorce, I think, was kind of the beginning of this journey of like, wait, we said we were going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
Where I now am at a point where I can see a friendship loss as a greater appreciation for what we have versus a loss of what we don't have anymore. But it took me a lot of friendship losses to finally get there. So I don't think you're off track. I think a lot of people would look at that picture and be like, oh my God, I wish I could be there. I think the only wisdom that I can give you this morning, which I don't do often, is like, it gets better, I think, as like you just keep doing these things and realize that I think there truly are chapters or people in your life.
Absolutely.
And maybe your time that you guys were supposed to be together was that.
Yeah.
Not that it's not supposed to hurt right now.
Right.
It's going to hurt. You guys are going to have to kind of grieve. And I'm sorry you're going through that because it does.
Thanks.
It does sting, you know, just to watch it from the outside point of view. This is going to be a really massive debate. I'm just going to warn you. So just know before you get into it, your feelings might get hurt, okay? A list is out this morning of what they're calling the best cereals of all time. The best cereals of all time. I will tell you, the number one is the absolute right answer. This list did get it absolutely correct because there is only one best cereal of all time. And we all know what the answer is. And if you say anything but this answer, then you're a liar or you're lying to yourself. So let's see if you are correct. Jess, in your opinion, what is the best cereal of all time?
I can only pick one.
Just
I can't
one.
Pick two.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna give one, but then after when we get into it, like there's two.
Okay.
But if I have to pick
one,
it's Captain Crunch with the berries.
I'm not gonna give the list yet. I'm not even gonna react to that. You're not even getting a reaction out of my face yet. Charlotte, our producer. Best cereal of all time.
Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Do you not remember that ad?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
You don't remember that?
I've never heard that before.
It's like a chant. Like, it's like a chant of people. No, they're like, Reese's Puffs. Wow. Do you even eat cereal?
I mean, not in years, but like,
do
I'm
you even
telling
know
you.
Cereal?
Here we go. Number five. Let's see if we agree with somebody.
Do you even know her?
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb is five?
Number five.
Maybe if you literally eat the entire bowl in 0.3 seconds because it's literally
going to
be soggy.
So soggy, don't agree with
you
that.
You have 3 seconds to eat honeycombs. That's it.
I do not agree with that one bit. I don't think that's good at all. Number four, Cinnamon Life.
What's Cinnamon
Life? Cinnamon
Life.
Like Life cereal, but like the cinnamon version of it. It's like the little
You guys,
like, flakes.
Who's eating Life for
like,
real?
If that's your favorite choice, Wait, I don't know
Life
why.
Cereal?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure why you'd even choose that.
Y'all,
was
why?
This like only determined by like 60-year-olds?
Hey, Mix, good morning. What do you have an all-time favorite cereal?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Actually Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, I'm so glad you called it as number three.
Fruity Pebbles is number three
on the list. And why did you go Fruity Pebbles? By the way, you're so right. It's a solid, delicious. I can't even imagine the amount of sugar in that thing. It's literally just a bowl of sugar.
Yeah,
But why'd you go Fruity Pebbles?
I would say the only downside, one little quick note, is that you have to eat them super fast because I cannot do soggy cereal.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I was going to say Fruity Pebbles is like not on my top because you also, too, have 0.3 seconds to eat them.
It's a very, very quick cereal. But even when it gets soggy, I'll be honest, like it's just so sweet. Mm-hmm. Like I'm pretty sure all of my dental issues as an adult are based because of Fruity Pebbles, you know? As you've noticed, we have not gotten to either of your favorite cereals. We're down to the top two.
Can I ask if another one is in the top two?
Go ahead.
Because it's literally my favorite as well. Apple Jacks.
No.
People do not respect Apple Jacks, and I'm literally sick of it.
Number two is Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies is number two
Why
on the
are
list.
All the soggy ones in the top five.
Okay, I like Cocoa Krispies.
I do too. The Krispies are good. I wouldn't go Cocoa with a plain. What's the plain one called?
Rice Krispies.
Boring, but
yeah.
Like you add a fruity, you add a cocoa to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
Cocoa
yeah.
Krispies are different than Cocoa
Wait.
Puffs.
Yes. The puff is like the round ball.
But you guys want the Krispies?
I want the
and
Krispies.
I don't like the puffs. It's too much chocolate. The Krispies, it's just right.
I agree. Question, Charlotte, before we get to number one on the list.
May I guess one more also?
Sure.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms is great. Lucky
it's
Charms.
Not?
Lucky Charms is number eight on the list. It's a great
eight?
Cereal, though. It was number eight. Are you ready for the number one greatest cereal of all time, which absolutely should have been number one? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon
is
Toast
so
Crunch.
Frigging good. It why?
It's fine.
Fine.
I like it okay.
There is y'all. That is the most perfect cereal. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get too soggy too fast. Literally, when it comes to the flavor profile,
it's just a cinnamon stick.
Oh my God, Jessica.
You might as well just go eat a cinnamon stick.
I would eat that right now. I could eat that endlessly.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Hey, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. What's this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about leaving someone's senior dog with a guy I met on Bumble so I can go to Ocean City for the weekend.
Why? Why would you do that?
So I got hired to drop in and dog sit this 14-year-old golden retriever mix for the weekend in Colombia. Uh-huh. And he has a heart issue of some sort. He takes 3 different pills a day, and the owner left a very detailed note about not disrupting his routine. But here's the problem. My best friend from college just flew in from California and rented a house in Ocean City and totally, completely surprised me. She's only here through Sunday. I had no idea that she was coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time that I'm going to see her this whole summer. Uh-huh. And so I really, really want to go. The issue is that no one is able to help me watch this dog, except for this one guy that I went on a date with from Bumble. And so I texted him this morning and he said, sure, I love dogs. And so the issue
the stranger,
though, is that,
the stranger?
I mean, I went on one date with him. So like I've met him.
But that's all you know about this guy is just one date?
Well, randomly, one of my friends actually knows him. Like, I met him through Bumble, but she went to high school with him, and she pretty much vouched for him and said that, from her memory, he's a pretty stand-up guy. So, like, okay. He's not a total and complete utter stranger.
Okay. Just like the lowest of keys of the stranger.
We have a little bit of a high school memory of this guy. Okay.
I feel like it sounds a lot worse than it is.
Yeah. No, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
But he said I didn't have to pay him, that he would be happy.
Yeah,
to just
because he's
going to
steal all the stuff out of their home. He's going to get his payment that way.
True.
Well, I know it's not an ideal situation, but like the dog is chill. And to be honest, like I just really need this weekend and I really want this to work out.
So Anonymous is saying, I am supposed to be dog sitting this weekend. I just found out that one of my best friends from college coming back into town was going to surprise me, which, okay, I'm supposed to be dog sitting, y'all. It seems like there's only one person. You've tried everybody else, by the way. You've tried literally anybody else that could watch this dog.
I have asked more people than I care to share. And
okay.
Yeah, there's
okay.
No one that is available.
So, like, this is it. This is our only option. Either this guy from Bumble's watching or, like, she's not going. So, like, do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of this? Start calling us 410-583-1065. Jess,
Girl, do not do this. You better tell them to stop at the house on the way and you guys can maybe have lunch before they go to Ocean City. But there's no way that it's okay to let this man watch this dog in the dog's condition. On top of that, a stranger, it's fine that he's a low-key stranger, but a complete stranger to the people who hired you to do this job. That's crazy town.
Honestly, I was worried about that too. I did think about that, but as far as I can tell, there aren't any cameras in this place, so I don't think they would know.
So there'd be no evidence of the situation. I mean, I'll play devil's advocate, though. She's got somebody vouching for the guy who says he loves dogs. I mean, what else do you need? To be fair, when you hire a dog sitter, what else do you have? If you especially, like, it's not like she's an expert dog watcher either. She's just some random. You don't have any kind of credentials, do you? Is this like a rover kind of situation, or are you actually a professional dog watcher?
I mean, I've been doing it for a couple of years, so I don't really know at what point I would consider myself professional.
But you're not trained in anything, are you? Are you just a person? Or
no,
you,
I do this for extra cash.
Yeah. So I mean, so what? You know what I mean? Like, you can train him to give the pills. I'm playing devil's advocate. Yeah. Why not? Because I don't know, we'll get a lot of calls like that, but let's give it a shot. Wait, Mindy in Annapolis, you're a dog walker yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so great. You have, I'm sure, some great expertise in this. So what do you say? Do we tell her to go for that or talk her out of it?
Talk her out of it. She shouldn't have said she would do something.
Like, when you hear this, like, does it make your skin crawl? Because this is kind of insane.
Yes, big time.
Go ahead.
I had the phone ready to call you guys.
Well, couldn't you argue, though, that anybody could? I mean, because, like again, when you use, like, one of those pet-sitting apps, I mean, most of these people are literally just regular humans that just are given instructions on how to give people pills. I mean, couldn't anybody just kind of, like, step in and do it that way?
I guess if the dog and the owners knew the person and were okay with it.
Yeah.
But just going and doing it without an okay from the owner. That's
right.
Pretty,
okay.
Pretty bad.
That's the part that's a little iffy, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Okay.
Is this something that you would ever do? Like, if your best friend flew in from across the country with, like, the surprise weekend trip, is this something you would ever consider?
Come on.
Never.
The friend.
Never.
The friend.
Never.
Okay.
All never. Right. Never
goes.
Ever.
Thank you for calling.
Thank
us.
You.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
You too. Who's up?
This is Tessa from Towson on 6.
Tessa, do you feel like that she should do this? Should she let this guy that she literally went on one date with watch this elderly dog that she's been hired to do, even though she wants to go on this girls trip this weekend instead?
Yeah, I honestly feel like it's a win-win situation. Like, memories matter. She needs to go on this trip, make her memories. She's young.
Wait, where?
Like, she can literally list out exactly what to do, where to go, where's the food, how to walk. Like, it's truly, it's like not such a big deal. Why are people getting like butthurt about it?
Where's the other win? I'm confused on where the other. I see a win for her, but where's the other win?
Dog is taken care of. That's a win, and she saves money. It's a win.
I think the issue though is letting someone that she barely knows into a home. I mean,
who's going to hurt somebody else's dog? Like, I just don't understand. Like, I feel like everyone's making such a big deal out of nothing. Truly. Like, I just don't get it.
So you're
not a big deal. People are overreacting.
He wouldn't have taken that responsibility if he wasn't going to take it serious.
Doesn't she have a responsibility to the people that hired her to watch their dog, though?
Mm.
I mean, sure, but nothing is more important than making memories with your friends. You're only young once.
But this dog needs the medicine, you know, like it's.
But write it out. I mean, if the owner of the dog felt okay leaving instructions for someone hired to take care of their dog, why is it such a big deal that she do the same?
Okay.
I don't see the issue. Okay. I just don't see it.
All right. Hey, Suzanne in Bel Air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it?
No, you talk her out of it.
And why?
This is like one of those character-defining moments. You agreed to do this. Mm-hmm. These people are going away. They're trusting you with their family member. It's not just a dog. It's not just a dog. It's a family member.
Yeah.
And you agreed to do that, and they trust you to do that. And now, because something more exciting came in front of you, you're going to shrug off that responsibility, hand it over to some random guy that you know nothing about. I mean,
she went on one date with him, okay?
That doesn't mean, y'all, no way, no way.
Still random all day long. They didn't hire him. So call them and tell them that you can't do it. Something came up and you're not going to do it. And then they'll just never use you again and probably give you a bad rating.
Oh, so you're saying that'd be a better option is just to literally cancel on them? I mean.
Okay, I would cancel on them because I own a senior dog, a golden retriever, and there's only two people that I let watch him when I go away because I know about my medical concerns.
Oh.
And if they turned around and they said, I'm not available, then I would say, I'm going to cancel my trip
because he's
more important.
Okay, you're saying maybe...
You wouldn't
maybe
even chant it because especially you're hearing this dog is on three different medications.
Somebody
you'd
else.
Want to play
with
them.
Okay.
Tell them that you can't do it then.
Okay,
just be the better person or don't go on this trip, grow up.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom in Baltimore, good morning.
This girl is so immature. She sounds like a child. Like, the sense of no responsibility. Like, and also, I don't know if I've missed this part or the details, but has she just contacted the family she's supposed to be dog-sitting
No,
she,
well, not that, at least that we know of so far. I mean,
I'm curious, either, are they gone already?
Yeah, she's been watching, I know she's been watching them all week.
Yeah, so like, I think they must be, like, right gone.
Now. Oh, they're already gone.
Yeah.
All right, well, so, then like, she's locked in. Like, that's it. Like, your friend from college, that's cool, but you probably see her once a year, and it's not, like, you're locked into this. That's so immature and irresponsible to just bring some strangeo into the house. Like, no.
Strangeo?
Like, no, for real. No, that I think that is the most terrifying thing to me, because I think it'd be one thing if she were to reach out to the family and be like, hey, like, would you feel comfortable if, like, my brother or my mom would help me out with this? Like, I feel like even the family would still feel uncomfortable with that because that's someone they don't know.
Yeah.
Now add in this Bumble guy who I barely
what if she
know.
Lies?
She
Bumble,
does, she probably, like, who is this man?
What if she lies and says it's my brother?
No,
how about that? Can we do that?
That's even worse, because now you're doing the same thing, but you're lying about it.
Now I feel like that's a crime at this point.
My professional dog sitting brother is just luckily available. He's a vet, actually.
No.
He's going to come over twice a day.
No, she's giving really immature vibes. Locked in. Like, just, you can, your friend's still going to be around. God forbid. Hopefully. Like,
wow, this is getting darker the more we talk to you. Yeah. I mean, Anonymous, do you want to, like, respond to that? Does that make you feel any kind of way? It's like,
yeah, I know it sounds bad when I hear people react to it, but I feel like I've honestly got it under control. The guy seems super responsible. I left him with a printout and everything. Like, I wouldn't be doing this if the dog wasn't so mellow. And honestly, like, this is my best friend. I haven't seen her in forever. And I want to go enjoy the beach without feeling guilty. So I'm really torn.
Just think about it. I hear you. I also don't want you to think that we don't understand how special of a trip this is. Because honestly, I feel bad for you. That sucks. Like,
it does.
Your friend surprised you. You guys haven't had a girls trip in like forever. I get it. But I just feel like there's so much possibility for this to
disaster.
Go wrong. So I would really just think about this. That's all.
So I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always invite people to come back in on Monday and explain, you know, how these things actually turn out, because we're just really curious people. Would you be willing to call in? Obviously, we don't know your name. We don't have your phone number or anything. Would you be willing to call us back on Monday morning and let us know how this thing actually turned out?
Sure. Why not?
Would that be okay? So 8:25 Monday. Can we just plan on that?
Yeah. I could do that.
Okay, great. Well, talk to you then.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.